USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A statewide emergency declared in California by the governor, Gavin Newsom. Strong winds still fanning wildfires in both the northern and southern parts of that state. But in Northern California's wine country, the biggest fire by far is the Kincaid Fire. It's now consumed over 55,000 acres. It's destroyed about 100 structures. The Tick Fire is burning north of L.A. It's destroyed at least 22 buildings.
We wanted to make sure we were doing it right, so we were focused on delivering the outcome that we got.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that the mission by special ops to kill the ISIS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, was a well-guarded mission until it happened on Saturday night.
That's what the American people should be focused on. It's what President Trump and our team were focused on.
He spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump facing a lot of protesters today as he visits Chicago for the first time since taking office. The longest serving African-American congressman in history is dead at 90. Michigan Democrat John Conyers died at home yesterday. He was an original member of the Congressional Black Caucus and pursued liberal causes for over 50 years in the U.S. House. He resigned in 2017 amid allegations of sexual harassment, which he denied. The memories of the 11 people killed in a Pittsburgh synagogue shooting are being honored. Hundreds of people gathered yesterday to mark the one-year anniversary of the murders of the Tree of Life Synagogue, or at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Those who attended yesterday's service said the community is still in pain, but it felt good to be gathered in love instead of the hate which led to last year's attack. It was the deadliest such attack against the Jewish community in U.S. history. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Well, a weekly check of gasoline prices finds the national average has fallen almost 6 cents a gallon in the past week. It's down to 2.58, 23 cents lower than last year at this time.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's a widespread of $1.84 between the nation's highest and the nation's lowest price for gasoline.
Across the country, most of the nation's states saw average prices decline in the last week. The lowest average, Louisiana at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Mississippi at $2.23, and Oklahoma at $2.24. Meanwhile, the nation's priciest gasoline still could be found in the West Coast. California leads the nation with an average of $4.05 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.65 per gallon, and Washington State at $3.41 per gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
The United States Air Force's X-37B space plane is on the ground in Florida after a two-year orbital flight. That's according to reports that say the unmanned plane touched down shortly before 4 a.m. Sunday after 780 days orbiting the Earth, the Air Force having deployed that plane in 2017. And Tiger Woods winning the Zozo Championship in Japan over the weekend. It's his 82nd victory on the PGA Tour, which ties in with Sam Snead for most PGA Tour wins all time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.